Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is calling today an immortal day for his country's independence as U.S. combat operations come to a close there. What can we expect from President Obama tonight as he addresses the nation from the Oval Office? Joining us live now is Associated Press White House correspondent Mark Smith. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you doing, Mark and Richard?
Good, good. Well, as significant as what he will say tonight is what he may not say.
Yeah, the two words that probably George W. Bush was most famous for and never actually said, mission accomplished. You may remember that speech on the aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln. The president actually never said those words, but of course he was speaking underneath a White House a printed banner that said mission accomplished. And of course it became symbolic of premature optimism on the Iraq war. The president's people tonight say he will not use those words. He will call it a milestone. And we'll say that this is Iraq's chance now to write its own future as U.S. forces shift to a backup role.
Mark, two words the president may utter are promise kept, but will the challenges that we're experiencing in Afghanistan overshadow all of what he wants to say about Iraq?
Well, the latter is certainly going to be a concern, and Afghanistan will be part of the speech. The president is going to describe what he's done to ramp up the war in Afghanistan, the one where he says America's interests are directly at stake. But he is certainly going to say that, you know, it was important for him to keep his promise to wind down America's participation in the Iraq conflict. There are now under 50,000 U.S. troops there. But the president's also not going to minimize the fact that there's still insurgent attacks. American troops doubtless will be fired on again there, so the war is far from over.
Might he mention President Bush?
Good question. Well, the White House has said that he is probably going to be calling President Bush sometime during the course of today, perhaps while he's down in Fort Bliss in Texas. But the president, this is certainly the touchiest of the issues here as to how much credit Bush's surge gets for the fact that the troops in Iraq are now able to come home. The president's people say he does believe that the surge added to security in Iraq. That doesn't mean he thought overall it was the right thing to do.
How do you think the president will position the plan for, or the remaining timetable, I should say, for when American forces will come out of Iraq? Will he give himself any wiggle on that?
Probably not. You know, there's actually a status of forces treaty with Iraq that obliges all U.S. troops to be out of Iraq by the end of next year. Obviously, U.S. Officials, the Pentagon, et cetera, are, you know, worried that there still might be a need for American troops to come in, and that agreement does not prevent U.S. troops being invited in again at some point in the future. But the president's going to say, look, we made promises here, and not only have we kept them in ending the combat role, we will live by that status of forces agreement.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
My pleasure.
Associated Press White House correspondent Mark Smith.
Money News, every half hour at 25 and 55 on WTOP.